Welcome to Grammar Challenge from BBCLearningEnglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, my name is Han Bing Li. I come from China. I'm studying English language in the University of Westminster and going to start my international business management course in September.
Han Bing, welcome to Grammar Challenge. What I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to listen to some people. These people are giving some rules for meeting the Queen. One person says a rule which is not true. Which one is a wrong rule? What rules do you know about meeting the Queen?
When you meet her, you must curtsy or bow.
You mustn't look directly at the Queen. If you do, you'll be sent to prison, and they might even chop your head off.
You mustn't call her Elizabeth or Mrs. Windsor. You must address her as Mom.
We heard three rules there for meeting the Queen. Which one is not true?
The second one.
Exactly, the second one is not true. That was the rule that said that you mustn't look at the Queen, because of course you can look at the Queen. So listen again. Which words do all the people use when they're talking about the rules?
You must curtsy.
You mustn't look directly at the Queen.
You mustn't call her Elizabeth.
Which word?
Must.
Must, exactly. And the negative?
Mustn't.
Excellent, well done. And must and mustn't is our topic for today. And now we're going to go over to Nuala, who's going to tell us a little bit more about this subject.
To talk about things you're obliged to do, you can use must. Listen again.
You must address her as Mom.
To talk about rules for things you're not allowed to do, things that you're obliged not to do, you can use must not or mustn't.
You mustn't call her Elizabeth.
When we use must or mustn't, we're talking about obligation. And this obligation can come from ourselves. I haven't been to the dentist for ages. I must go soon. Or from someone else. A school, a government, or your boss. You mustn't take things from the office without permission. In the positive, you use must followed by the base form of the main verb. That's the infinitive without to. In the negative, you use must not. In spoken English, we often use contractions. So we say mustn't rather than must not. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Han Bing, so must and mustn't. Moving on now, we're going to have a look at some questions, some exercises. I'll give you some words and you need to make them into a sentence with must or mustn't. Let's start. Here's the first one. We're late. Use the word hurry.
We must hurry.
We must hurry. Well done. Let's keep it a secret. Tell anyone.
You mustn't tell anyone.
Okay, very good, very good. Nearly right to say, let's keep it a secret. Not you, but...
We mustn't tell anyone.
We mustn't tell anyone. Very good, excellent, well done. My hair is getting very long. Get haircut.
You must get a haircut.
I must get a haircut. Okay, do you think so really?
No.
The film starts at 7:30, late.
You must go.
I must go. Excellent. Yes, I must go. But what mustn't I be?
You mustn't be late.
Excellent. Well done. That's exactly the right answer. Shh. No talking in the library.
You must be quiet in the library.
Excellent. Very good. I've got to remember to buy some stamps. go to the post office.
You mustn't forget to go to the post office.
You mustn't forget to go to the post office. Excellent. Very good. Han Bing, thank you very much. You have successfully completed your grammar challenge.
Thank you.
Grammar challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
I wonder if there are things in Britain that you find that you must do.
Every weekend, I must talk with my mother in internet.
Oh, right, you must talk with your mother. Okay. Does she get very angry if you don't talk with her?
Yeah, it's a rule.
It's a rule. You must talk to your mother. Well, Han Bing, thank you very much for taking part in our grammar challenge, and well done.
Thank you.
bbclearningenglish.com.